Australia Day honours Donna Nelson's love scam charge and a stabbing spree on a German train. It's Thursday, the 26th of January.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty. Happy G'day, Invasion Day.
I know. Well, it's weird, isn't it? It's like we can't celebrate it.
Yeah.
We're very much marking it. That's kind of the language around it now. I feel like we just have to sort this out so we can have a day where we can celebrate.
I agree.
You know, we can acknowledge the past. We can do all of that. But there has to be a day where we can celebrate being Australian.
Yep.
And it's obvious to everybody, today is not the day where we can do that.
It certainly is not. But we'll talk about it in a bit more detail later. First, we've got to talk about this story. I hate to see ones like this, but a Perth pedestrian has been struck by a car.
Yeah, a pedestrian has been hit by a car in East Victoria Park overnight. This woman was struck on Shepparton Road. She was taken by ambulance to Royal Perth Hospital, and we're told this morning she is in a stable condition. Mm. So very lucky indeed. Yeah. You hate to see that, don't you?
Yeah, indeed. And now we've all been following this bizarre situation involving prominent Indigenous woman Donna Nelson, who's been charged with drug-related offences in Japan. What's the latest on this one?
Yeah, local police say she'll be behind bars for a while. Mm. Now, this mother of five was apparently involved in a love scam, according to reports from her family. She met this Nigerian love interest and was allegedly caught with drugs in her bag when she arrived at Narita Airport on January 4. Now, it was quite the trek. Apparently, she was provided with business class airfares and went from sunk Perth to Singapore, on to Laos, and then eventually ending up in Tokyo. So she has lost her health position that she had on the Derbal Yerrigan Health Board. And, you know, now she's obviously fighting to get out of jail. Japanese prosecutors are known to be meticulous, so they've obviously charged her. Now, to what extent any case would take into consideration the love scam and whether she has been duped, that will come, obviously.
Yeah, I think it is very, very interesting to see how this one is going to go from here. People who've been to Tokyo will know there's certain parts of Tokyo, Kabukicho, like in Shinjuku, for example, there is an element of Yakuza, organised crime, and Nigerian gangs certainly operate in those areas. You see them walking around as sort of touts trying to get you to come into certain clubs and things like that. Very interesting to see what happens to Donna Nelson going forward. And now, whether you like it or not, and certainly a lot of people do not, it's Australia Day today. So let's run through some of the annual Oz Day honorees before we get into the politics.
Yeah, so only 6 months after being sworn in, WA Governor Chris Dawson has been appointed a Companion of the Order of Australia. He's one of only six people in Australia to be awarded this accolade. It recognises eminent achievement and merit of the highest degree in service to Australia or to humanity. Mr. Dawson has said his award is humbling and a reflection of the calibre of people he has had the privilege to lead. He's also says one of the best parts about his viceregal role was the opportunity to highlight the achievements of others. So he has acknowledged the 75 West Australians recognised in the Australia Day honours, but a big one there to be one of six people in Australia to be awarded the AC.
Yeah, absolutely. And nationally, Taryn Brumfitt, a body image activist, has been named the 2023 Australian of the Year. Albo made the announcement at a ceremony in Canberra on Wednesday night. And the 45-year-old Brumfitt, if you're not familiar out there listening to The West Live, she heads the Body Image Movement in Adelaide, which is an organisation focused on body positivity and acceptance. She directed the 2016 documentary Embrace, which has been seen by millions of people on Netflix, all about, I guess, loving the body that you're in. She's also written four best-selling books, and her most recent documentary, Embrace Kids, was released in September and aimed to teach kids to nourish and appreciate what their bodies can do. And now speaking as she accepted the award, she said that Australians had been bullied and shamed into thinking that their bodies were a problem and that the nation is facing a paediatric health emergency as a result. It's a mental health emergency, I guess. But she said it's not about encouraging obesity, which I think is an important distinction to make. The issue is not simply about weight or size. It's about the way we feel about ourselves. ourselves, and it's about learning to move and nourish and respect and enjoy your bodies, because you can't look after something you don't love.
Yeah, and to accept that we all just have different bodies, even though you may see in the media, on social media, a specific type of bodies being put up there as the ideal goal, that's not the body that all of us have, obviously.
Yeah, I think she's definitely a worthy winner. Do you think these days it's a bit more challenging for the Australia Day Council to choose people, because there might be some that they look at and they just know straight away, this person's going to knock us back, or if we give them the gong, they're going to absolutely light us up in their acceptance speech?
Oh, look, I like to think that they come to it looking at merit, first of all, but also the impact that being awarded that honour can have. And I think this is a really perfect time for this sort of one, because I think there's a lot of issues out there, like she's saying, pediatric health emergency with mental health, especially teenagers seeing how they see themselves. You know, when we were growing up, this was starting to be talked about, I think, but now it's a massive problem.
Yeah, epidemic indeed. And now, meanwhile, Indigenous communities and their allies are coming together to mark Invasion Day or Survival Day, with marches, smoking ceremonies and gatherings planned across the country. All capital cities will feature an Invasion Day march at some point today. And they're making world news as well. BBC is reporting on it, just as a BTW, which is, again, something that we probably should think about as we're contemplating changing the date, how we look internationally. And here in Perth, an Invasion Day march and gathering is happening at Forest Chase, which will begin at 12 p.m. And then there's the Birak concert happening in the Supreme Court Gardens that kicks off at 3 p.m, which is a celebration of WA's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture through music, dance, and art, which I think is fantastic. And now, what else is going on around town?
So there's the fireworks and also a drone show tonight.
Now, a drone show.
You'll remember, Skyworks used to be massive. Remember, 300,000 odd people along the foreshore, Kings Park, South Perth. This is a scaled back version, so we're expecting a fraction of the number of people to turn up. But the Lord Mayor is saying, come on down to the city, come and watch the fireworks, come and watch the drone show. 8 o'clock tonight, that all starts. But there are activities during the day down at Langley Park as well. Yeah, so 8 o'clock tonight's when it's all happening.
Hope if you'd
like to
head
into the CBD. Yeah, well, the drones, it's a bit hard. Well, you remember the drones ended up in the drink. A few of them ended up in the drink. So, you know, there'll be a bit of a wait and see what happens this time.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
They've had a little bit of time to sort that one out.
Yeah. And meanwhile, a knife-wielding man described as a stateless Palestinian has fatally stabbed two passengers and injured seven others in a shocking incident on a train in northern Germany overnight before he was grabbed by members of the public and arrested by police. The motive of the attack is not immediately known. We'll have to wait and see what investigators come up with. Germany's Federal Police Force said the suspect used a knife to attack several passengers shortly before a regional train travelling from Kiel to Hamburg arrived at the Brockstedt station. So certainly Germany in shock right now. And in other German news related to Germany and America, Joe Biden has approved sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, which is a significant escalation in the US effort to counter Russian aggression in the region. It came after Germany confirmed it will make 14 of its Leopard 2 tanks available for Ukraine's war effort. And now, so what's the big deal with sending a few tanks, I hear you say, Matty?
Yeah.
Well, it is actually a momentous decision. You think we've sent so many weapons over to the Ukraine to help defend themselves against Russia, but tanks, unlike the air defense systems or anti-tank missiles that have previously been sent to the Ukraine, they're not defensive weapons. Tanks are very much offensive weapons. They're intended to hit Russia's ground troops in a ground offensive and are unequivocally about Ukraine retaking territory. It's a very new and bold step forward for NATO. They've kind of all come together in sending tanks. Germany has allowed...
How's Putin going to respond?
Well, that's the thing, right? So this will 100% be felt within the walls of the Kremlin. And we all know Putin has been making some threatening statements about resorting to nuclear weapons. So probably no surprise the doomsday clock ticked just that little bit closer to midnight this week.
Sport.
So, you got a daughter. I got a daughter. Does it feel like women's sport is just really gathering some momentum?
It's fabulous.
It's awesome,
love it.
Isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I love to see it. And this,
excellent.
And this is now really incredible. So, five teams in India's new Women's Cricket League, so basically the women's version of the IPL, have sold. Because remember years ago, 2008, I think it was, when the IPL was about to start, they had the auction
of the
franchises
of the
and
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
amount of money. Well, that crazy amount of money has been surpassed by
what the
five
teams.
Women's teams have
Amazing.
Just sold for. $572 million.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that just staggering? And so three owners of the existing IPL teams have bought these five teams, as well as Coal Titan Gautam Adani of the Adani Group. We know all about him here in WA. And so this is interesting. So the top team fetched $158 million. There was another team that went for $111 million, and a team that went for $99.4 million. I think the cheapest one was $92.9 million. To put that in perspective, that is more money than has been spent on any professional women's sports franchise in the US, where, you know, even their Major League Soccer teams go for about $30 million, wow. and WNBA franchises only go for about $70 million.
Well, they have a big market in India, don't they?
Yeah, and they've done.
Why is the variation in prices? What do they get? What do I get with one that I don't get with the other?
I'm assuming,
or is it because of the city that they're in?
Yeah. Some franchises would be set in cities with bigger markets, okay, so maybe more marketing opportunities. But yeah, the broadcast deal for the women's IPL, it was worth about $117 million. So this is huge, and it runs for 5 years with Viacom. So,
so will we see, say, for example, Australian women go over there to play?
Yep.
This is exciting.
Very exciting. And there'll be big money involved, so which is really great to see for women's sport.
The Wild West.
Maddie, do you want to hear a bizarre conspiracy theory?
Hit me. Like, if anyone's going to tell me, it'll be you.
So you'll remember during the COVID pandemic over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of weird conspiracy theories, like just stupid stuff, right?
Weren't they all sent to you via email?
A lot of them were sent to me because obviously, you know, I'm an amateur epidemiologist. People were keen to run them past me. Well, COVID activists in America, a.k.a. COVIDiots, have blamed NFL star Damar Hamlin's on-field collapse this month on COVID-19 vaccines. Mm. So that in itself is not a huge surprise. We've seen that before in sports.
Yeah, anyone who's had a heart collapse issue or whatever.
And that's what it was. Yeah. So in case you missed it, like Hamlin was playing in a game a couple of weeks ago between the Bengals and his Buffalo Bills, and he collapsed in the first quarter, was rushed to hospital with some sort of suspected heart attack. He had to be resuscitated several times. It was touch and go. Like, it did not look like he was going to make it at one point. But the Bills defender has been making a pretty steady recovery ever since. But the COVIDiots are back in business, so they've concocted this other baseless conspiracy theory about him, that he's actually dead, and when he made an appearance at the Bills playoff game on Sunday.
Yeah, what was that?
A clone.
They've had time to clone him. A clone. And grow him.
Or a body double. And so, because it all started when the images of him on the TV screen, so they had him on the broadcast at the stadium, and it was a snowy night, and he was wearing a mask because he was cold and all the rest of it. And so you couldn't really
get a clear look at him.
And so.
Well, that's obvious. Okay, he's obviously been cloned.
That's the first place my mind would go to as well. This is despite the fact that he's posted many, many clear pictures from his hospital bed. Very much alive. But despite just how crazy these claims are, the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, was asked about it on a American football podcast.
This has been given credence.
If his teammate was actually a clone.
Alive. Yeah.
And Josh Allen has said, that's stupid. There's absolutely zero chance that's the Damar Hamlin. That's our guy, our brother. He was with us pre-game, post-game. He was up in the suite with his family. 100%. So people need to stop it.
I can't believe that this is being given so much weight.
I know. Gosh, it's so ridiculous. But there you go.
Only in America.
Conspiracy theories are still out there. The COVIDiots still very much hanging around. They've got not much to do these days.
No, well, they don't have the same prominence now, do they?
Yeah, attention deficit.
But this has given them some prominence. Yeah. They've made it to the West Live. Exactly. They'll be happy.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, January 26. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, talk to you tomorrow.
Friday tomorrow. See you then.
You've been listening to the West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
Australia, an entire generation has been waiting for this.
This is Australian Idol.
The biggest star maker on the planet.
Oh, God.
Is back.
You're 16 from Darwin.
No one knew their name.
Hello, Kelly.
Jennifer Hudson from Chicago.
Until Idol found them.
Now we're going to every corner of the country.
Leaving no stone unturned.
No bridge uncrossed.
No chance unseen.
To find your next Australian Idol.
Starts Monday, Jan 30 on 7 and 7+.